The elections went well. There hasn't been any major really issue. It was in almost all the country calm. Now the Guineans are waiting the result, and we think that in the coming days we will be able to get some of the result and finally, you know, move on.
How did supporters of both sides comport themselves during the polls? Because there were anticipated fears that there could be violence. What was different this time?
I think one of the differences right now, comparing to the first round, is the fact that the member of the polling stations had more training. It was more organized. At the same time, here in Conakry, we have seen issues which were not the case for the first round. In some of the polling stations, there were not enough envelopes, or there were some lack of voting ballot. In addition, in some of the areas, there were just one isolor for around 800 voters, which caused people to wait for so long before they can really get to inside the polling station. Other than that, in general, everything went well.
You went around the polling stations talking to people. How are Guineans feeling at the moment, waiting for such a long time before casting their vote for the second round of the presidential vote?
I think really it's in spirit for most of the Guineans. They hope that we will really be able to get the result which can be accepted by all the political parties and really start a new life, because people have been waiting for more than 50 years and now they are eager to find out their vote count, and they can choose freely their president without any oppression. And this is the first time they can really do so. So we hope really that since the first round, even if there were so much concern about potential violence in different areas of the country, but so far it has been peaceful. And we hope that when the result will be announced, people will accept them and really recognize the president who will be the next president of Guinea.
Was there any agreement between the two to accept the result?
Yes, there has been an agreement between the two candidates, first in Ouagadougou, to make sure that these elections go well, and once it will be organized, accept the result. And in addition, there have been several meetings and agreement between the two leaders, agreeing that they will make sure that their supporters stay calm, and once the result of the elections will be announced, they will accept it. We hope that they will respect their commitment. So far, as I said earlier, we didn't notice any major issue in all around the country. It's early to know exactly what will be the tendency, not only for the supporters of the two candidates, but for also the two parties, how they will react about, you know, the result once it will be announced. But so far, it has been calm, and people are eager to get really the result. And we hope really, once it will be announced, everyone will recognize them.